I'm 100 years old, or so I've been told, but I don't feel my age at all. I'll live and find out what this life is all about, and I hope and I pray it's a ball.
When we were 18, we had different lives. Some had husbands, some had wives. Did we ever carry on?
We graduated high school, went to college for a time. Some had children, went to work, and then the war was on.
We went into the service, the army, the navy, the shipyards, the air force, the Coast Guard, saved hundreds of lives.
The $64,000 question, will we ever really have peace? We watched round the war, so many, many died.
They say life begins at 40. I can tell you it's true. Our 40s and 50s were sensational times.
Just thinking back on them, oh boy, I can't tell you. We were traveling gypsy on the road all the time.
Like a diamond to see our children all grown up. I'm happy and content. We're still carrying on.
Keep your mind and body active. I can tell you that's a must. To go through the stages, it's healthier to love.
With peace in your heart, life will agree with you. It sounds like a dream, but it's true.
It's true! I'm 100 years old, or so I've been told, but I don't feel my age at all. I'll live and find out what this life is all about, and I hope and I pray it's a ball.
Joining me now is Judith Kate Friedman, Bay Area singer-songwriter and founder of the program Songwriting Works. Welcome back to the KALW Airwaves.
Thank you. Always good to be here.
So, Judith, tell me about this current project of yours, collaborating with seniors at the Jewish Home in San Francisco, writing and performing songs together.
It started in 97. I approached the home because I had been doing different songwriting collaborations with elders through, primarily started back in 89 through the Artworks program at then at Mount Zion Hospital. Now it's part of the Institute on Aging. In that time, I became very interested in the rapport that I had with elder Jews, being of Jewish descent myself. I'm of Russian Jewish background. And I know some Yiddish songs, and I know some Hebrew songs, and now I know some Ladino songs. And so I'd be mixing in these international Jewish flavors along with the process of making music together. And I thought how it would be very wonderful for them and for myself if it might be possible to find a group of Jewish elders with whom to work.
One, a two, a one, two, three, four.
Tonight, a boy named Mendel is lighting the first candle. Is it Hanukkah? It's Hanukkah tonight.
It's unusual for people of this age to be writing and performing songs. It's not the sort of thing that people in their 70s and 80s do.
we do operate under these assumptions that once you're past a certain age, you can't do it. And those assumptions aren't that different from some of the misinformed assumptions that were handed to people earlier in life. Like, as a vocal coach and as a vocalist, I've worked with lots of singers who are my own generation, and they could be in their 30s, 40s, or 50s, and they were told when they were 12 years old or younger that they couldn't sing. But they've had the impulse to sing, and they've continued to sing in their car and in their shower, but no one ever gave them the permission to sing in public, let alone write a song, because someone gave them the anti-permission early on. You know, they said, you're not talented. Boom. In our culture, the arts are so non-integrated into the active life of people. So this program, very, very intentionally from the beginning, was about using the songwriting process as a way of knitting community together and helping people have a vehicle to bring their stories out.
I am Claire Shaw. I am 83 years old, and I live in a Jewish home in San Francisco. I used to sing, but I never wrote songs. I never dreamed that I would be able to have the words come out as a song. That was a real surprise to me, and I am so happy I can do it. I found out that I'd like to do it, and with Judith helping us, it was great. It was a real, it is a great experience we're going through.
So let's do it again from that verse, please. One,
to say it
with that feeling. What is goodness all about?
What is goodness all about?
We had written the line, what is goodness all about? We had a song structure. Often in this project, in this process, we have the lyric before we have the music, but not always. And so I said, okay, what's the melody? And she just literally stood up and sang, what is goodness all about? And, I mean, shocked isn't the right word, but, you know, I was just, like, incredible, like, amazed. Like, this woman has been singing with our singers and songwriters for a year. She has never broken into song like that before. Now that she did it that one time and it became a song, every time in that group, she always will come up with melodies.
As fine oil warms and comforts us, so we can understand. It's almost all the same note.
Well, I don't think we could do it without Judith. She brought so much life into us. Max and I would just sit there and watch television, never dreaming that we could have a woman that could come in and be so talented and play the guitar and teach us how to really write. That was amazing to us all. And we all were so grateful to her. Without her, we couldn't do it.
Love to eat. There's many cultures where that's true. Jews are definitely among those various cultures that like to talk about their food because it's always part of gathering people together. You'd always have food and you'd have special foods for special occasions. And that in the gathering of folklore and folkways, it's so easy to get people to start talking about their entire lifestyle stories when you can ground them in particular things. And some of those are conversations about what you served at home, you know, or what did the kitchen look like, or, you know, another, or what were the holidays like? What was celebrated? What were your various practices? Yeah.
I wanted to ask you about one of the songs on the Island on the Hill CD that you and elders at the Jewish home collaborated on. One of the funny songs is Jewish Penicillin.
Mm-hmm.
How did that come about?
Well, I'm not exactly sure who started it. Again, you know, it just takes one person on a given day to say something. But they started talking about weddings, and then they started talking about recipes for the food that should be at a wedding. And then we had somebody really go off on this whole thing about the golden broth of the soup, which led to another conversation about chicken soup. And I had actually never heard the phrase Jewish penicillin, but lots of people have called it that for years, that chicken soup is the Jewish penicillin. So that was a new one on me.
But I was doing that particular project, that song, with a group in one of the buildings where we didn't have a regular songwriting class. We just decided to do a short series, maybe four sessions. And during that time, we really worked on the lyric. And the lyric, it was hysterically funny to work on that lyric. You know, you've got a good kosher chicken. I'm like, okay, so what kind of chicken? It's got to be plump and fresh, you know. So getting the rhymes happening, it became more of a rap song.
Take a good kosher chicken that's plump and fresh, a medium-sized bird with plenty of flesh. There's enough around when it's time to eat. We want strength of flavor in the meat. Do it just like Grandma, she could always tell. Take a pot with two handles, and you handle it well. Cut and clean your chicken on smooth ceramic tile. Start it in cold water, boil it quite a while. When it's halfway done, you skim off the fat, add onions, carrots, parsley, this and that, a little celery and salt to taste. If you eat too much, it'll go to your waste. You'll know when it's ready, when everything is there. Smell the aroma wafting through the air. Take out the chicken if you want a clear broth. Use a fine soup strainer or a fine cheesecloth. Your stomach is talking before you begin. Get a good appetite, it isn't a sin. Get a Shane and Madel and a butcher to match, to handle the ladle so they can make a batch. In case you're ill or you're simply willing, this is the recipe for Jewish penicillin.
And like one day when I came in and I said, what are we going to do today? And they said, we're writing a polka. And I said, we are? And I said, what kind of polka are we going to write? And they said, the Yiddish polka, of course. And I'm like, I'm cracking up, right? Just like you are right now. I'm like, we're going to write the Yiddish polka. How are we going to do that? Don't worry, we'll show you. And they sang the Pennsylvania polka and the beer barrel polka. And they were having this polka reminiscence. And I was like, okay, we're writing a polka. So how are we going to write the Yiddish polka? And instantly somebody said, Eins, zwei, drei, vier, one, two, three, four, it's a polka. And someone else said, Weis mir. So we were off and running. I mean, once you get a group of people used to coming together to do the songwriting process, it can sometimes be very quick.
It's not the Pennsylvania, it's not the Polish kind, it's not the one with beer barrels, but it lingers on your
Polka.
Folk Music and Beyond on 91.7 KALW. I'm Joanne Marr, and we just heard a couple of songs from Island on a Hill, a CD that was put together by elders from the Jewish home in San Francisco. We heard the Yiddish polka, and before that, Jewish Penicillin, both songs written and performed by the Jewish elders at the home. This songwriting collaboration was facilitated and made possible by Bay Area singer-songwriter Judith Kate Friedman. She's been coming to the Jewish home for the last 6 years, giving her songwriting classes to the elders every week. Judith Kate Friedman is my special guest today, and we're talking about her songwriting project and about Hanukkah, which is always a special occasion at the Jewish home.
For the seventh year in a row now, I'm involved in this Hanukkah show that they put on here, which is quite an amazing thing. I mean, they were describing it to you, but until you see it, it's hard to imagine that, regardless of the songwriting program, because this predates the songwriting program by several decades, the elders of the home are invited to start rehearsing for this Hanukkah show in September. There's always a professional pianist. There's often other band members. Our director of marketing and public relations plays the drums. There's, you know, other people with talents who come out, violinists, etc., and some volunteers, and everybody gets together. And certain volunteers also help by helping backstage and occasionally singing in the chorus or offering their talents among this variety show. And this variety show, they rehearse like twice a week, and starting in September, and then they put on 6 shows in a week.
We'll play the dreidel, but first we'll eat some knedelah. You hang on the knedelah, right? Together, knedelah. Again, knedelah. One more time, knedelah.
My name is Gladys Jonah. I'm 90 years old. And I have lived here in the home for 7 years.
How do you feel performing in front of all of those people?
I'm a ham. What have I said? I love it when I get up there and entertain. Are you kidding? I enjoy every minute.
Hanukkah, oh Hanukkah, a pray love holiday. Hanukkah, oh Hanukkah, we'll pray and then we'll play.
And tell me what Hanukkah means to you.
What does it mean to me? Children laughing and enjoying it. And they have all these things that they eat, this kind of food, and the families are together.
My name is Edie Sadowitz. I'm 83 years young. I've been living here at the Jewish home since April 1st. No fooling.
And Edie, tell me what Hanukkah means to you.
Well, to me, it's like a miracle because the candle was only supposed to last for one night, and it lasted for 8. So that's a miracle in itself. Hanukkah was always a very happy holiday, and we sang songs, and of course we fried onions and peeled potatoes and grated potatoes till our fingers were raw to make the potato pancakes. And we did that year in and year out.
So you look forward to Hanukkah every year?
Yes, yes. Very much so.
'Cause we've got lots of latkes. They better be hotkes. We like them best with applesauce on top. We'll play the dreidel, but first we'll eat some knedelah. Hanukkah, oh Hanukkah, a frelat holiday. Hanukkah, oh Hanukkah. We'll pray and then we'll play. Hanukkah, oh Hanukkah.
again, like I was saying before, people need encouragement to know that their own originality is valid and will be appreciated. But once you have shown that to them, and it doesn't take more than 10 minutes sometimes to establish that rapport, they're right there. And they just want to keep coming back because you're giving them a place to be real, to be themselves, to contribute. And as people age, they really, really, really want to give back.
Judith K. Friedman, it's been a pleasure speaking with you today. Thanks for being with me, and happy Hanukkah.
Thank you. Happy Hanukkah to you.